I've got the perfect girl for you.
Janice, I apologize to you if I don't seem real eager to jump into a forced, awkward, intimate situation that people like to call dating. I don't like the feeling. You're sitting there, you're wondering, do I have food on my face? Am I eating? Am I talking too much? Are they talking enough? Am I interested? I'm not really interested. Should I play like I'm interested, but I'm not that interested, but I think she might be interested, but do I want to be interested, but now she's not interested? So now all of a sudden I'm starting to get interested. And when am I supposed to kiss her? Do I have to wait for the door? Because then it's awkward. It's like, well, good night. Do you do like the ass out hug? Where you like, you hug each other like this and the ass sticks out because you're trying not to get too close. You just go right in and kiss them on the lips. Or don't kiss them at all. It's very difficult trying to read the situation. And all the while you're just really wondering, are we going to get hopped up enough to make some bad decisions? And perhaps play a little game called Just a Tip.
Host God, oh yay. Swear to God, pop up podcast. What do you know? We're here. We're back, man. Can we do it? Let's do it. Yep. Host God, oh yeah. Swear to God, pop up podcast. America, I'm back, baby. I'm back. Montego Bay this weekend. I wanted to say that it was lit. And I can't say it that right now. Because Montego Bay is lit. I just wasn't lit in Montego Bay. Congratulations. My brother Trey G, his beautiful wife, KG, Trevor and Kelly, Mr. and Mrs. Garner, no D, that's Mr. and Mrs. Garner. They got married. I hosted their wedding. Beautiful occasion, friends, family. It was crazy. That part of my trip this weekend was dope. That part was dope. The wedding was dope. Black love is dope. I've hosted a few weddings. In my career, that was one of the dopest. We stayed at, I think it was Iberostar, Rose Hall Suites or something like that. We were right on the beach. All expenses paid, all inclusive. The rum punch was flowing. The red stripes was flowing. The wedding was lit. Champagne was flowing. The jamosas, they don't have mimosas. They have jamosas in Jamaica. The jamosas was flowing. The food, everything about the wedding was dope, right? Everything about the wedding was dope. I wish it would have been like on a different, maybe like on a different weekend, because this weekend was rough. This weekend was rough. I told you on the last episode, hopefully you're listening and you're paying attention and you're keeping up. I told you on the last episode, me and my ex, one scene eye to eye, differences broke up. You know how it go. Like I really loved the woman, and it was my decision to break up. With you know, it wasn't going the right way. The energy just wasn't right, and it was time for that to end. But you know, like right when the breakup happens, you get that little feeling in your stomach. You know what I mean? When you miss, especially when you're in the midst of. Like, it was all couples. I was probably, like, the only single, not coupled up person at the wedding. It was all couples, right? And then it's the wedding itself, which is celebration of their love. But that was just a constant reminder. And then the red stripes and the jamosas and getting saucy was not making it any easier. So then my only thing was, you know what? I'm just going to sleep. So I don't feel like this. And it was a long, quick weekend, if that makes sense. Cause it was long because all I did was sleep and chill in the room. The suite was dope. I think I'm gonna post some pictures. I should have took some videos. Like I didn't even take video. That's how I was feeling. Black love is dope. Again, congrats to Trey G and KG. I can't wait to find it. You probably could tell that from my voice. I can't wait to find that. That true, that this is yours. This love is yours and only yours. That's because you already know y'all do know black men don't cheat, right? Y'all do know that, right? Okay. It's not just a song, right? It's not just the t-shirt I designed a few months ago. Black men don't cheat. don't look at your iPad. Don't look at your phone sideways when I say that. We don't. There's some. I think I consider myself to be an awesome dude. You know what I mean? I don't cheat. I'm a black man. I don't cheat anymore. Host God on Yay, Swear to God, Pop Up Podcast. Shout out my brother BT too. He just celebrated. If you don't know, BT is the producer and owner of and creator of the ATL Podcast Network. ATLPN.com. That's what you're on right now. You're probably listening to that on SoundCloud or something like that, iTunes, something like that. But that's the website to go catch all of us, all of our joints. And BT, while celebrating his birthday, proposed to his girlfriend. So we got some more black love coming. I think they like Shaman and Gazelle. They filmed the proposal, which was super dope, BT. The way you did it, brother, let me just tell you something, bro. Inspirational. Okay? That was dope how you did that, brother. I like it. They actually put it on, like, Sister Circle. They put it on TV. I don't know what channel Sister Circle come on, because I don't watch it, but I heard it's a dope show, and they showed his proposal on and went viral and all that good stuff. So, BT, bro, if you... You need somebody, you know what I mean? If you need an orator for the, you know who the best host on the planet is. I'm here, bro. I'm here if you need me. Congratulations to you and the future, Mrs. BT. But yeah, so that was this weekend. I got back today, which was dope. I got to go kick it with my peoples. Shout out DJ Tay Rock, man. Big shout out DJ Tay Rock. 2 weeks, we go to Cancun, Destination X. I'm excited about. I think my stomach, you know what I mean? I think it'll be settled in by now. I think I should be good. I think I should be good by then. We did play the Pretty Girl Party record tonight. It was dope again. The energy was dope. The energy was lit. I think he played that Realist of Running, and he played that Without You tonight. We got records and they're coming. We're getting in the studio ASAP to finish these records. It's go time. Shout out to everybody that either wore their dirty clothes today or they purchased dirty clothes today. You know, I wear the drip, you know, that's my thing. Drip Doing Right is popping on the Dirty Clothes clothing line. You can go to Fresh Dirty Clothes and order whatever you want to order. Everything is custom. We try to get you exactly what you want, the right size, however you want to wear it. We got it for you. Fresh Dirty Clothes at Fresh Dirty Clothes on the gram. You can follow me at Host God, HostGawd or at Tonight in Atlanta. Oh yeah, speaking of which, the Tonight in ATL app for all my Android users that's logged in right now. We still waiting on clearance on the Apple side. But all my Android users, you can go download my app. The Tonight in ATL app, it has everything you need for your ATL nightlife needs. Okay? This episode is actually sponsored by Tonight in ATL. Okay? Since I own the Swear to God Pop-Up Podcast, and I also own Tonight in ATL. We're just going to do cross-promotion of my own companies. You see how I did that? We just plugged everything. We plugged the music. We plugged the merch. We plugged the apps. And, of course, the podcast. Lock in. I told you I was going to be talking to y'all more, so I'm going to just keep throwing stuff out there, see what sticks. But fuck with me, though. Host God Oye, Swear to God Pop-Up Podcast. Yeah.